Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, October 14th, 2020. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. New York Governor Cuomo blaming nursing home deaths on Republicans. The World Health Organization reverses course on pandemic shutdowns. More Americans approve of Judge Amy Coney Barrett. The Attorney General's investigation into unmasking by the Obama administration goes nowhere. Just 13% of Americans say they are satisfied with the direction of the country. Also ahead, can we trust presidential polling? But first, Governor Cuomo saying COVID fatalities in nursing homes are really just a conservative talking point. In his new book, he writes, quote, "Republicans needed an offense to distract from the narrative of their botched federal response, so they decided to blame Democratic governors." All right, that doesn't do the thousands of elderly people who died by your order in New York nursing homes any good. They can't read your book, Governor. Officials at the World Health Organization backtracking on national lockdowns. Dr. David Nabarro instructing countries to avoid using the shutdown as a, quote, primary control method. Said the physician, lockdowns just have one consequence that you must never belittle, and that is making poor people an awful lot poorer, unquote. Democratic Senators Cory Booker and Mazie Hirono suggesting Judge Barrett may be homophobic because she used the term sexual preference. Just more nonsense at the Supreme Court confirmation hearing. A new poll says 48% of Americans approve of Judge Barrett, 31% oppose. Apparently, the rest have no clue. Attorney General Barr's probe into allegations that Obama officials illegally unmasked and surveilled the Trump campaign in 2016 has ended with zero charges. The president now urging Justice Department officials to release all documents related to the case. New poll from Gallup says only 13% of American adults are satisfied with the current state of the country, down from 45% last March. Respondents cite COVID, unemployment, and anti-police protests as the biggest threats to the USA. In a moment, what about those presidential polls? Are they fake? Right back.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. A look at presidential polling. As you may know, most of them were wrong 4 years ago when they predicted Hillary Clinton would win easily over Donald Trump. Well, today, we have almost the same situation. The polls all predicting Joe Biden will romp over now President Trump. There is a new Gallup poll out this week that may cast a little bit of doubt on that prediction. Gallup asked, are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? 56% of Americans say yes, despite the pandemic. 44% say no. Now, that seems to be good news for Mr. Trump, but no, according to the ongoing presidential polling. The real clear average has it Biden 51, Trump 41, a big 10-point spread. Now, RealClearPolitics.com is a website, and they get all the polling in the presidential race and the Senate races and the House races, and they average it. So that's what the Real Clear average is. Specifically, morning consult poll, Biden 51, Trump 43. Ipsos, Biden 47, Trump 37. ABC News, Biden 54, Trump 43. Harris, Biden 45, Trump 40. Only the Rasmussen poll, which was accurate in 2016, has the race close. The rest of them have a landslide in the making. So what's really going on here? Well, if you look at the methodology of the polling, which we do every day at BillO'Reilly.com, you see that the polling operations ask more Democrats than Republicans about their preference. Now, why do they do that? Well, they say, well, more Democrats are registered to vote in the United States. That's true, but that doesn't mean more Democrats actually vote. So a fair poll would have a very, very close margin between Democrats and Republicans, but these polls are not fair. They are called push polls. They want to push an answer to a question or a preference in a certain direction, and that is that Biden will win. So that's what's really going on. Now, I'm not saying that Donald Trump is winning right now in America, because he's not. Internal polling, that is surveys paid for by the political parties that are kept private, but some of us get a peek at them, like me. Internal polling says Donald Trump is behind Joe Biden, but not by the margin that the public polling has. And with almost 20 days left before we vote, anything could happen. So summing up, don't believe the polls. They were wrong last time. I don't know who's going to win the election. I might know by Halloween. I did predict Donald Trump's victory last year, but more data is going to have to come in. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by actually writing it. Disagree? I want to hear from you. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Also, please consider my new book, Killing Crazy Horse, big bestseller. I think you'll like it. In a moment, something you might not know.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Legendary rock group Eagles unveiling a new album this week titled Live from the Forum. The 26-track release was recorded over three performances in September 2018. It's the latest part of a soap opera saga dating back 50 years. Eagles first formed in 1971. When the four founding members, Don Henley, Glenn Frey, Randy Meisner, and Bernie Ladin, came together as a backup band to play for Linda Ronstadt. That year, the group signed with manager David Geffen and agreed to work with his new label, Asylum Records. They released their self-titled album in June 1972. It would reach the top 20 and become certified gold within a year. By 1975, the lineup was constantly changing. Eagles released Hotel California the next year, becoming the biggest band in the USA and UK. They would tour, add members, fire members, break up, reunite, then tour again for the next three decades. Don Henley would go on to sue his record label, then sue a clothing company for using his name, and he was involved with other lawsuits. He was also sued for allegedly assaulting a woman after she tried to pose for a photo with him. Don Felder, who was in the group, filed a suit against Eagles for wrongful termination after he was fired in 2001. But despite all that, the band remains one of the most successful in history. Their Greatest Hits album is the best-selling record of all time in the USA. Eagles have sold 150 million albums worldwide, won 6 Grammys, and have had 5 number one singles. And here's something else you might not know. Even with all the accolades, the band is routinely ranked as one of the most divisive groups in American music. Billboard magazine once declared Eagles the most hated band in America. Founding member Glenn Frey died in 2016 at the age of 67. His obituary in the New York Daily News read, quote, "Frey's death is sad, but Eagles were a horrific band." Not true. The Daily News is stupid. Eagles is a great band, but a troubled one. Back after this.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.